Welcome to The Practical Intuitive, where each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, where host Robin Fritz explores mind, body, and spirit for the real world. Because we are all intuitives and healers, and we must all learn to love ourselves and live that love every day. Robin is a trained and certified intuitive and spiritual consultant and hypnotherapist with an international practice based in Seattle, Washington. As the practical intuitive, she covers personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice. It's all here. Readings, healings, and funny, warm, thought-provoking conversations. It's Robin Fritz, the practical intuitive, helping you mastermind body and spirit for the real world. No ifs, ands, buts, or BS ever.
Welcome. My name is Robin Fritz. I'm in Seattle, Washington, an intuitive and spiritual consultant and a past life regression specialist. And today on this show, The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, I'm going to scare you to death. I don't want to scare you to death, but I am going to tell you about what's really going on in the world. And I'm going to invite you to sit back, to listen, to relax into it, and to see for yourself what you think about what I'm going to tell you. So this show is being pre-recorded, so you can't call in today, October 21st, and chat with me. But you can connect with me at my website, robinfritz.com. That's RobinFritz.com. And I'm out there offering personal and business intuition, mediumship, animal communication, space clearing, past life and between life regression, soul progression clearing. Whatever we need as people, as citizens of the planet, to move our souls forward in the really difficult times that we've chosen to live in. And I'm also out there doing things that I haven't talked about publicly at all. And today I'm going to talk to you about what's really going on in the world out there, what I call the unseen war, what's hidden and why it's now being revealed. And for that, I'm going to tell you that you're going to respond in one of two ways. You're going to say that the topic I'm going to talk about is so out there and so terrifying that I must be unbalanced, and you're going to dismiss it as the ramblings of a crazy person at your peril. Or you're going to believe it and worry and wonder what you can do about what I'm going to tell you, because there are things that you can do because the world needs you. So the first thing I want you to do is, as you're listening to what I have to tell you today about the war that's going on all around us, I want you to do what I know you can do. Tap into your own intuitive and healing abilities and tap into your own spiritual team, your spirit guides, and use your innate abilities to filter what I'm going to say, so that you decide whether you believe it or not. Because that's how we all live our lives, right? And that's how we all go about doing the one thing that we all came here to do, to grow our souls in this experience. So here's what I'm going to talk about today. The unseen war. What is hidden? Why it's now being revealed? There are, to put it bluntly, human beings on this planet who are subverting the planet for their own gain. Not ours or the planet's. And you can say, well, yeah, I see that every day all the way around. But no, I'm talking about people with the ability to change the course of a hurricane. People with the ability to cause a massive earthquake halfway around the world. People who can do things that seem impossible, that seem extraordinary, but they've had these abilities for lifetimes. I know about them because I'm one of those people. And in this lifetime, I've chosen to do what I can to stop the people who are using those abilities to subvert the planet, to take away our choice. Not just human choice, but the choice of all the beings out there. And to tell you that one thing you don't have to worry too much about is there are only about 4 dozen of these people on the planet, according to my spiritual team. Not all of them are aware of what they can do. And that I have been engaged for over the last 10 years, almost 15 years now, in doing what I can to combat the people who are literally trying to hurt the planet. So let me tell you how I stumbled onto this. Let me tell you what I know about it. And if I'm done before the end of the hour, then that's today's show. But I want you, again, to tune into this with your own intuition, with your own healing abilities, and your own knowledge that, yeah, you always suspected something else was going on. And one of the reasons that I'm bringing this up now is the forgetfulness that I'm seeing all around us on the planet, even in my own work, that competent, everyday, ordinary people, which we all are screwing up. We're just like missing things. We're forgetting things. We're depressed. We're stumbling around like we've had blankets pulled over us. And it's all part of the plot. And I know, okay, I know that sounds crazy, and I don't believe a lot of what other people tell me. I kind of have to experience it myself. That's why I'm asking you to filter this through your own intuition. So let me tell you how I got to where I am, and then we'll gradually go into what I can tell you about what's happening on the planet. But first of all, remember the mindset that I have acquired over years of working with non-humans, working with weather, with the land, with animals, with trees, with homes, with businesses, and having conversations with these different beings, having amazing, fascinating, hilarious, and deeply moving conversations with the beings that are in charge of our gardens. All of these beings taught me that the planet, as humans think about it, is not there for human benefit. It's there for all life, and that all life is equal, that everything out there has a soul, has consciousness, has rights and responsibilities, a job to do, and a choice, free choice about doing that job, and definitely opinions about doing it. So in the early years of my connection to the planet, I was literally exploring how to create a relationship with a non-human, as well as being fascinated that I could actually have a conversation with an oil slick or Mount St. Helens or my car. And I started teaching other people how to do these things and being surprised and delighted that they relaxed into it and tapped into their own abilities. Because these are our abilities we've had over many, many lifetimes, and in the past 300 or 400 years, where the observational realities of science have kicked out our natural abilities, we've forgotten those things. And that's why the people that are at war with us are succeeding. So it's time for us to stand up and tell them that their time on the planet is done for what they want to do. So years ago, as I was recovering from devastating injuries that left me handicapped, I had a lot of recovery to do, not just from surgery, but from being dumped into autoimmune issues. So in those years of recovery, that's how I came up with a lot of the techniques that I teach people who come to me for sessions, how mind-body-spirit techniques, ways of dealing with depression and anxiety and lack of self-worth that comes from not being able to do things that other people can do. But also in those years where I was extremely isolated and then started living again with animals, I began tapping into my intuition and starting to realize there were other beings out there, and started having conversations with them. So it already started communicating with animals. But then Mount St. Helens started talking to me, and my car, and so many varieties of things that I was like, what the heck? So I did what a logical person would do. I went to my doctor and I said, wow, I'm hearing voices. So I'm wondering if I'm crazy or if I have a brain tumor. And my doctor, who now has known me for many years and was treating me for migraines at the time, kind of froze and looked at me and he said, what kind of voices? What are you hearing? And I said, well, I'm hearing Mount St. Helens talking to me. And he said, how is that any different than talking to animals, which I know you do? And I said, you don't think that's different? And he said, no, I think that's normal for you. And I have to tell you, that's a huge relief. And that's what I tell people in my classes, like, yeah, you are talking to the ground beneath that plant. Yes, you do know what's happening. Yes. Was having the experiences that I was having, and partly because I'm one of those four dozen people that that's normal for. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn, so to speak, but to say that, yeah, I'm different and whatever, you know. The fact that I've had illnesses and so on for years, you know, recovering from disability, whatever sort of ego that I had locked up in my body about how great I was and all that, that all went away. So I'm talking to you as an ordinary person who was like, what the heck is going on? And then just sat down and tried to figure it out. So there's that. And then, of course, as you know, I met Fallon, the Citrine Lemurian Quartz, and he's in the other room today, hanging out, working on a space clearing that we started last week. So here's what I know about what I'm talking about in terms of this war going on and how I discovered what I could do in the world, because a lot of what I've discovered has been an accident. So in 2004, I was watching television coverage of Hurricane Charley in Florida. And I was suddenly struck as I watched this broadcaster standing there in the wind. I mean, these people are like weird, right? That they're standing out and trying to talk to you live on TV while they're being blown to bits by a hurricane. And you're like, what the heck is wrong with you people? Well, they've got a job to do and they're, you know, whatever. But as I stood there and watched this person talk about the winds of Hurricane Charley, I saw a plant in the ground next to this person, and it's whipping back and forth in the wind, and behind him, behind the broadcaster, a roof is blowing off a building. And all of a sudden, I understood what the role of a hurricane was, that hurricanes move over water and land systems to cleanse the land and the sea, the water, and that's the natural cycle of the planet. And as I became more familiar with hurricanes after that experience, I learned more about what hurricanes do in the world. But at the moment, I was so stunned that I went, wow, Hurricane Charley, you're amazing. And then I heard this very deep voice, because I hear intuitively a lot of the time, heard this very deep voice say, my name is not Charley, it is Hawoosh. And I'm like, oh, God, did I just hear a hurricane talk to me? I was like stunned, right? So my methodology of dealing with different beings like this, since no one out there that I knew of was having these experiences, I'm very analytical and skeptical, which really I hope that for you listening means that you're paying even more attention to what I'm telling you, because I experiment. I like try to figure out how to do something. And when I bring other people in, I don't tell them what I'm doing. I ask them to explore this issue and see what they come up with. So I've done a lot of experiments on these different things that I've connected with. And I trust my spiritual team. And actually, Mount St. Helens, who's been very involved in a lot of the work that I do, we do a lot of work together on the planet. Mount St. Helens is a volcano here in Washington State. It's been an active volcano for some years now. And came back to erupt an eruptive cycle in 2004, which is, again, the whole time of talking with hurricanes. So after I talked with Hurricane Charlie and did a little back and forth, I got really intrigued, right? I mean, like, wow, you can talk to a hurricane. And so the next hurricane coming along behind that, Hurricane Jean, and I've talked about this before, I asked, well, can you, like, slow down? Because the people of Florida are, like, really, really, like, tired, and they've been beat up a lot by what's happened to them. Now, hurricanes don't go out and deliberately try to kill people and so on and so forth. But in the middle of a big storm, you're going to be affected by it, right? And lo and behold, Hurricane Jean slowed down. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. I maybe I did some good in the world. Wrong. I did not do any good in the world. Hurricane Jean slowed down instead of being on course to hit Central Florida and move up into North Carolina, slowed down enough that the wind speed altered and it bumped all the way across the state of Florida and going really slow, and it dumped huge amounts of rain, you know, so basically tremendous amount of rain, basically drowning the panhandle of Florida. And then I saw another hurricane coming along behind that and saw it changing course as a result of what I did. And that was precipitated by going, oh, well, Hurricane Jean, thank you for slowing down. And then realizing, oh, wait a minute. And hearing this voice, a voice you'll never want to hear, yes, and these are the consequences. The voices of what I call the hurricane bosses, the guidance forces of hurricanes, showing me that when a human who's capable of altering the course of a natural event does so without having the brains to understand what they're doing, which was my case, then other things happen as a result. And so they said, read a book. We can't teach you everything. So after the break, let me talk to you about the war that's going on. Hang on, we'll be back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Well, Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about the war that's going on around us, the unseen war, why it's been hidden and why it's now being revealed. So, in 2004, I not only learned that hurricanes are created on a cycle to cleanse the planet, and without their activity, the planet will literally freeze to death, and that is exactly right now what we're going through, the beginnings of a global ice age, not global warming. And really, whatever you call it doesn't matter because we're in a crisis state on our planet now. I believe what the hurricanes tell me, that it's an ice age they're trying to prevent by continuing to dig deep into the Gulf Stream as it moves up the east coast of the United States to keep that moving so it doesn't slow down, because if it slows down, it freezes. So not only was I learning from the guidance forces of hurricanes to, like, behave myself, because I was like, why would they care about what a human would say? I was just, like, having a conversation. They said, well, you're one of the few people that can actually make them change course, make them change. And I'm like, holy crap, who would want that kind of power? That's, like, insane. They said, well, that's just who you are. It's who you've always been in all your many lifetimes. And you weren't always a good girl either. So I'm like, okay, there you go, right? So I remember lifetimes where I misused these abilities, so I was very conscious of how to use them properly. At the same time, I became aware of earthquakes, knowing the magnitude, the location, and the time of where an earthquake would hit. At first, it was only in North America. But later I realized I could hear others. And what they are ley line ruptures. Now, ley lines are basically the blood flow, like the human blood flow. They're like the nervous system of the planet. And they meet in certain areas. Power centers, our ancients knew this. They built spiritual sites on those power centers, and then the Christians and other religions came along and built their churches on top of those sites, because they were no fools. They knew how to control people, build on top of the ancient sites, and do what you can to change people's minds to believe what you want them to believe, because that's how people get power, right? So December 2004, I suddenly heard this echo in my head, which is how I hear an earthquake. I heard a number, 9.0, and I was like, wow, do earthquakes even get that big? I mean, how could there be a 9.0 earthquake? Because, again, I hadn't done my research. So, and then, you know, people who were around me that knew I was hearing earthquakes, and they would be with me when I'd hear an earthquake, they would always note that I would look down at the ground. And they'd say, are you hearing another earthquake? And I go, yeah. Well, this time, when I heard the 9.0, I looked up. And I'd see this wall of white. And I didn't know what that was. And my friends were like, you're hearing a 9.0 earthquake and you're seeing a wall of white and you're not looking down? Are you sure you know what you're doing? And I go, no, I'm just hearing this. That was the December 2004 earthquake and tsunami. And what I was seeing was the tsunami. I had no idea, until I saw pictures on TV, what I was seeing. But that earthquake was also caused by a human, and it was so intense that it shattered the planet to the core. Yeah, I would be scared about that, and we should be, because that's extreme level of damage, and that's why people need to get a grip on themselves and to understand what their abilities are and how they're managing them. So the person who was involved in that earthquake and tsunami had no idea of the power that they held. I intuitively called that person to me and talked with that person and got it. I'm trying not to identify it by sex. Got that person to calm down, to understand what their intuitive abilities were, and, you know, got their spiritual team to work with them and help them shut themselves down, essentially. That's what they needed to do. But over time, I started becoming aware that there were other humans out there. I mean, these spirit guides, the guidance forces of these different things would tell me about these things, tell me about these events, tell me that there were other people involved, and fortunately not a huge number of them. And then we had Hurricanes Katrina and Rita here in the United States, and other events, corresponding typhoons in China. And these were not natural events. These were manipulated events. These were events that literally Katrina was driven insane by the level of human manipulation. And even after she died, she was insane for months afterwards, you know, because several of us were talking with her and just offering love and support to the dying being that was Hurricane Katrina. And also talking with other beings, humans around the world who were involved in this. And this is when I became aware of the war that's going on. So we tend to think of wars in terms of countries fighting each other. I mean, that's what we've seen throughout history, right? One country is fighting another. India, Pakistan, different countries in Europe fighting each other. In the United States, the North and the South in the Civil War. Even within countries, right? But this war is not being fought by countries, it's being fought by corporations who are controlling countries. And now it's all making sense, isn't it? Because it didn't make sense to me for a really long period of time. I was like, what the hell is going on here? So throughout human history, we have had the ability to alter the course of natural events. I think that's horrifying. And maybe that's a good thing since I'm one of the people that could do that. That is horrifying and I won't do it. But what I will do and have done for over 10 years now is stand between these events and the humans who would manipulate them and use them for their own purposes, which are, in my opinion, evil. You do not interfere with the life course of another being. We're all here growing our souls, right? Hurricanes, earthquakes, all of these beings are growing their souls, and we have no right to interfere with their choice. And when we do, crap occurs. So, throughout human history, people with that ability have allowed hate to triumph, have allowed love to be subverted, have hidden their abilities, or had people very aware of them and terrified of them. But it's time to take this information public and let you know what happened next. So, to be honest, I can't remember what year it was. 2009, I believe, but it might have been 2006. Anyway, I live in Seattle, Washington, and we don't have snow that much. I say in a year where February was a nightmare for everybody who lived here. I mean, we had two major snowstorms in 1 week this February that were the likes of anything as bad as all of those years that I lived in Michigan where they had record snowfalls. I mean, they were blizzards. But those were natural events, people. So those natural events do occur. However, in December of a year where we were having a lot of snow in Seattle, a friend was here, trapped by the snowfall. It was around Christmas time. And all of a sudden, I knew that the storm they were talking about coming in that night was going to be well beyond what anybody had ever experienced before. And my spiritual team was there helping me see this. And I saw, like, oh my God, like, it was not just going to bring snow, but intense freezing, like well below zero freezing and sudden freezing. And I told my friend, you cannot leave. You cannot get on a train and go where you think you're going because this thing is going to come and it's going to freeze everything in its path and nobody's going to be able to get to you out there in the middle of the wilds on a train. This is crazy stuff. You can't go. So my friend decides to stay and we decide to go talk with the storm. Well, I'm in the house and I'm vacuuming when suddenly this man appears in my room and is looking at me and says, "We thought we fixed you for this lifetime so you wouldn't interfere with us." I know, right? I was like, holy crap, what does that mean? Well, by that time I was aware that I had done similar work in previous lifetimes, worked with the planet, had, you know, partnered up with various storm and land and weather systems. And here I was, handicapped, suffering from immune system issues, unable to work for 15 years. And this had been done to me, according to this guy. And I was horrified and I was angry and I was like, well, I'm not going to take that anymore. I'm going to work even harder to get well. And I did work. I mean, I had been working for years and it did. I did get better. I did get well finally, but it took years. But I was horrified at this person. And the reality is, people, that a lot of these beings that we're fighting, while they are humans and they are corporations, people that run corporations, they're also, a lot of these beings are not in bodies. So they can go anywhere they want in the world. And those are the ones that will also get into a hurricane or get into an earthquake and amplify its effects so that they become bigger and more dangerous than those systems were originally scheduled to be or chose to be. So they were basically being manipulated to be dangerous and hurtful. So that night, my friend went to talk with the storm, and I said, well, I think I'll just go see what I can see. You know, not still learning at that time that when I said things like I'll go see it meant I would literally astral travel there. So I found myself on a beach in Alaska, staring across at this storm coming across and seeing things in the storm that were not natural and realizing that this was part of what this guy was saying to me, that they had thought they'd fixed me for this lifetime so I wouldn't interfere with them. Well, they were wrong, as I was going to fight back. And I saw what they were putting into the storm, this thing that I had told my friend that I had intuitively seen as this huge superstorm that of just unbelievable dimensions. So I stood there on the coast of Alaska and reached out to the sea level, the land beneath the sea, and called up a giant wall. I tell you, I didn't know what I was doing. And I walked over and I patted the wall and I looked at it, and then I realized I cut off the air to the planet, which was kind of stupid. So then I changed that to a curtain, and what happened was these additional elements that were put into the storm got filtered out. And so what we got here in Seattle was 15 inches of snow, which was quite a bit to begin with. I live at the beach. 15 inches of snow at the beach is amazing. But it was not the deadly storm that was intended to come here by the beings that were manipulating it. So I'm glad I have a sense of humor. That's helped me stay well grounded and very, you know, analytical and skeptical, so I can look at something and review it. So the one thing that everybody who knows me, even minimally, will tell you that I'm pretty well grounded. I have some really weird experiences, but I'm pretty well grounded. So I know what I'm telling you sounds weird, but it's true. And again, filter it through your own understanding of what is going on in the world today. So why is this happening? And, you know, what does it mean to us here and now? Well, one thing that disturbs me enough that I actually created a thought club here in Seattle, getting people together to talk about issues, not like politics necessarily, but issues, things that we want to talk about, ideas, you know, things that I'm curious about, that other people are curious about. Let's have a conversation. Well, one of the things that I've noticed that I've talked to people about has really bothered me, and that's our sudden ability over the last 4 or 5 years to think straight anywhere in the world. We literally cannot think straight anymore. We literally can't hold our attention anymore. It's like a blanket has been put over us, and we can't stumble through to solutions. I've noticed this with people I've worked with in everything that I do, from book publishing to intuitive work to just meeting people out on the sidewalk with my dog. And it's like collective form of amnesia. It's like it's being put on us. And I believe it's part of the war that they're trying to keep us from focusing, from seeing what's going on until it's too late. Okay, so there are other things that I learned over the last number of years, and I've learned ways of fighting back, of taking back our human right to self-determination, and helping the other beings around us maintain their right to self-determination. Because some of us can do that, but all of us can contribute. So a couple of things, you know, I put out some warnings about, one warning and another one I kept quiet, about major earthquake activity on the west coast of the United States. Also, some of the knowledge of those earthquakes have come from Pele, in the goddess in Hawaii, who has talked with some of us. And I saw these things happening. So that storm that I told you about that occurred in Seattle, and then what happened after that, other deep freezes, polar vortexes, whatever. Anyway, I'll finish this story up after this break. I'm going to talk about some earthquake activities, and then I'm going to talk about what you can do, what we can all do to take a stand in this war. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World. It's Robin Fritz, and we're talking about the war that we're all engaged in. Even though we don't know it, we're part of it. We're caught up in it. So earlier I talked about like collective amnesia, but it's almost like collective dementia. It's like we can't focus on things. this really disturbs me, and it's the reason why I finally decided to speak up publicly. Also because some of the so-called bad guys now know who I am, so might as well be public in an effort to protect all of us and keep things on an even keel, so to speak. So I know that talking about this risks people deciding that, wow, I'm too far out there to work with, and therefore I end up going out of business. But I don't think so. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to be smart. And I want you to think about what you see out there. And if you think that it makes what I'm saying makes sense to you, I've got some ideas for you to work on that. But let me tell you what I finally figured out. So I saw a couple of huge earthquakes. One several years ago was going to create massive, huge, gigantic earthquake in the San Francisco region and a massive tsunami. And I'm like, wait, why? There's not going to be a tsunami. Like, that doesn't happen like that. Well, it does. In the San Francisco Bay Area, based on the fault line that they've originally established, which is where I saw, or starting to discover, which is where I saw this earthquake happening. But the earthquake, okay, so earthquakes happen, hurricanes happen, storms happen. A storm came here to the Pacific Northwest, right? And I saw it as one of these events, and I went in to take out the influence, and when I did, it went back to what it was going to be, which ended up more in Portland and kind of skipping over us and going to Canada. But it wasn't, you know, massive destruction. It was an ordinary storm. So what you want is for these beings, whether they're a rainstorm, a windstorm, a hurricane, an earthquake, whatever it is, you want them to be able to do the jobs they're created to do. I mean, there are people out there trying to keep earthquakes from happening. Hello, the earth needs to move, and it moves in different places, and we may not like what it looks like afterwards, but that's how the earth lives. You need to leave them alone to do their jobs and, you know, figure out how we're going to get through it when it happens. But this earthquake in San Francisco was escalated, was interfered with to the point that it was going to take out that entire region, including Silicon Valley and all of the agricultural areas. And it was horrifying to see. So I did my thing, a process that I've created that involves working with energy from the stuck dead after helping the stuck dead move to the afterlife. And that energy stood with us, the few people that I trust to work with this on with me, and that energy literally stood there and glared at the people who were causing the quake. And they were very angry because they could see that we had stopped them. And the actual earthquake never materialized in that area. After effect or a reverberation of that did occur in another part of the world, but it wasn't that big a deal. It was a normal earthquake. So we stopped them, right? Because we became aware of what they were doing. But there's so many things going on out there that we can't stop all of them. And another one this summer was directed here at the Pacific Northwest. And they were going to do something so horrible, I can't even still believe it. And literally destroy the entire infrastructure of the Pacific Northwest, Washington State and Oregon, and even into Canada. And I'm like, why? Why would you do something like this? I mean, they're not just doing it to be assholes. They've got to be doing it for a certain reason. You know, I know that there are beings out there who are just pure evil. Like that guy who stood in my house and said, we thought we fixed you for this lifetime so you wouldn't interfere with us. There are a lot of these beings that aren't in bodies. Some of them, the work of their spiritual teams and other people's teams, get rounded up, taken off, and sent to an etheric prison to learn how to love themselves. But not all of them are caught. Not all of them. We're not going to convince all of them to behave themselves. But what about the humans that are doing this? Why are they doing this? And finally, it was made clear to me. I mean, I had talked with intuitives in different countries. We've talked about what we've seen and what we've experienced, what some of them are being forced to do. And like I said, it's corporations. It's not just corporations. It's government. It's the Russians. It's the Middle East. It's other countries that hate us. They hate what the United States stands for. They hate what love stands for. And some of them are here. Some of the people that are doing that are here in the United States. So there is no country that is without blame in terms of the people that are living in that country, working for corporations, infiltrating the government, and causing chaos, destruction, and evil effects. And all we can do is when we see an event that they're trying to affect, to do what we can to take out the influence of that event. That's what I'm for. That's what I do. I wish I got paid for it, but then I wouldn't like the people that were paying me for it anyway, so forget that. It's what I've done in previous lifetimes. It's what I'm doing now. I'm standing with all of these different beings and doing my best to help them just do their own job and to keep the influence out of them that they can't seem to keep out of themselves. So these beings can't, they're being affected and they can't stop the effect on them. They can't take those influences out. So that's where some of us come in. And once again, we deflected the one that was coming here to the Pacific Northwest. And it was like, why? Why would you do that? Well, you know what? You don't have to nuke a country to control it, right? And why would you nuke it? Because then you can't use the land. But if you can disrupt the infrastructure, if you can take down dams, if you can devastate a major urban population, then they'll welcome the outside influence that will come in and say, we can fix this for you. All you have to do is do what we tell you to do. When you're starving, when you're hurt and you're injured, when everything around you has been taken down, maybe you would say okay to that. Maybe you would say, okay, Russia, come in and take over and just take away our democracy and take away our rights as people. Or any other country or any other corporation that has the intention to hurt, to take away your freedom, to take away your rights, to take away the ability of every being on the planet to determine for themselves what they're going to do. Because we all have choices, right? We all come here to grow our souls, and we all make choices about how we do that. And some of those choices, as I have seen played out over the last 10 years of my actively working at this, and more and longer than that, as I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on, as I see people making choices that I think are evil. And any choice is evil if it takes away somebody else's or some other being's choice. Because this is how we grow our souls. We come here with a job to do and we choose whether we're going to do it or not. And it turns out I volunteered to do what I had done in previous lifetimes, to work with non-humans to help keep the planet stable. The lifetimes when I was a good girl, because there were plenty of lifetimes when I was a bad girl or woman, as the case may be. So I know what I did in previous lifetimes was wrong. I know who that person was. I've talked with her. So I know what I've done right and what I've done wrong. In this lifetime, I'm trying to be good again. I'm trying to do the right thing. And that's why I'm sharing this with you, so that you understand that the feeling that you have that something's not quite right, the feeling that you have that you can't quite focus on what you want to focus on, the unease that you feel when you see what's happening in our political situation, whether you're here in the United States or any country, where you see massive refugees fleeing from terror and pain and starvation and murder and mayhem, it's all deliberate. It's all being foisted on us. And it's time for us to fight back. It's time for you to take a stand. It's time for you to be your best self and step forward. Say no, that democracy, our right to choose, is what we've chosen in this lifetime. So let me tell you what you can do. Again, you can do what you can to be your best self. Learn first and foremost what it takes to love yourself. This is the goal that we've chosen in every lifetime, is to grow our souls, and to do that first and foremost is to learn to love ourselves. So do whatever it takes for you to learn to love yourself. And that also means loving everything else around you. You may not agree with a person whose political views are completely opposite yours, but you can listen and you can ask to have a conversation. And if you can't have that, you can bless them on their way. But that in itself is helpful. Develop a daily simple energy healing practice, one that I use in all my Facebook lives and most of my shows. Hands on your heart, breathe into the palms of your hands. Imagine energy going there. Hold your hands in front of your face and just blow into your palms, because that just reminds you that your breath can substitute for energy. And then put your palms back on your heart. Just that simple healing will help you be strong, help you continue to work to be your best. Because you know what? The more we are our best selves, the more we push out the influence that tries to make us less than and everything around us less than. Stay sane, people. Develop your intuition. Develop a relationship with the elements around you. Earth, air, fire, water, spirit, right? Make it a positive relationship. So you can't change the course of a hurricane, like some of us can. But in fact, you can affect the course of everything out there simply by projecting energy, right? So if you say, I hate it that it's rainy, I hate it that it's foggy, I hate it that there's snow coming down, that creates a block for that snow or that rain to do its job. So instead, bless those beings on their way. And even say something and invite, always have a good spiritual team member around you. But now that you're aware that there are human influences affecting the ground beneath our feet, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, everything around us, invite everything around you to be whole and healthy. Say, I bless you on your way. I hope you're strong and healthy. Be strong and healthy. Let energy help you. Fight back. Don't let these things influence you. So send good thoughts and love to the people who are trying to protect the planet. People like me, people like whoever else these other 4 dozen people are that are the good guys in that group, that are trying to help and not trying to destroy. Remember that global warming is not the problem. According to the hurricanes, it's ice age. But either way, we need a stable, healthy planet. So do what you can to eat healthy, drink healthy, keep everything healthy and sane, and live carefully, be less wasteful, be more respectful, more considerate, more caring, more loving to ourselves, to our neighbors, to our cities or countries or planet. Be love in the world. Bless all life. Bless the bad guys. Help them see that they're wrong, and literally keep growing your soul. That will make a difference. Every single one of us can make a difference. And then things will start to change. We will start to remember. We will start to lift that fog that's holding us back. And we will keep the bad guys from winning, because we'll tell them that you can't win, because love will rule. So let me know your thoughts. But take it to heart. It's real. It's out there. It's truly happening. And you can make a difference, because love is what will do it. Thank you for joining me today. Take care. Get a strong spirit guide. Love. We'll be back. Take care.